It's the wrong thing. Mute it, hooked to it, going back in bed. That's it. Yeah, see, bag a mule right down to the water. He don't care how steep the bank. And then let him get out there and get that and come up the hill with a boot or anything. Yes, yeah, that's it. It's like them bull losers. Yeah, you get anything with that
thing. Where you
going? Yes, sir.
Oh, no, camping. I'm...
Actually, nothing block that.
You stay alone, you won't
try
to do nothing.
Road or nothing. Yeah, sir. You ain't to block there. You go around it. You could go around it. If it, well, it's too bad or what, go through bushes or the woods, anywhere with a wagon mule. You ain't go the same way. If the water up here this deep, go across the island, cut off with that. But them cars, you got to stay in the same way. Yeah, wagon mule, I have them up to the belly.
When that wagon started squeaking, what'd you have to do?
Yeah, I said put some grease on, axle grease on it. Axle grease. Got grease stiff. Take that wheel off then and out and grease all around there and that, fill it up and then shovel back up on there. Cap, it won't squeeze no more. Axle grease.
You said you done what? You
car had one or anything, a jack, if it gets to squeezing, it need greasing. Yeah, you got to go by them U-facing thing. Now, them old cars, you just take the wheel off yourself. It's like a wag and put it full of grease and you ain't had to worry. But them kind, had to go out and put it up on them racks, squeeze it, make it, yeah, that's where the grease them now. But them old kinds, you get right out there, jack it up, take a wheel off, back wheel or any wheel, and fix it up, and you can't hear that thing stretching out running. Yeah, them old kind, I ain't never go to no, it kept me a big a bucket of axle grease, you know, a stick, big flat stick.
If you didn't have a stick, when you got it all over your hands, you get your hands all what?
Yeah, I'd take a rag and some gas. That's all I need, Cap. Give me a little gas, then a big rag. Stick my hand in that gas, wet that rag, yeah. Wipe that grease off so clean. Don't know it on there. But I ain't put my hand in there. I got a stick this long. Sharp it like a spoon. And dip it down in there. Wait for me and smell it all in, reach up in there and put it on. I ain't got touch it with my hand. No, sir. And I ain't worried. And I screw that nut back on there. That's the only time I get it, got to screw it back with my hand.
Get it what?
Back on the wheel.
That's the only time
big
you
get old round nut like that on the outside of them wheels for the screw back on there.
That's the only time you get your hands?
Yes, messed up. Yeah, but it, you don't get it there because you get some spoke, pull that wheel back enough just to satisfy you, put that grease all on it, shove it back up on that. Yeah, sir, I don't get grease with no wag, no, sir, I'd grease them so quick. Don't know I'm dead. Yeah, sir, a wagon. Yeah, sir, but
yeah.
Them cars, now that's the thing, you got to take time.
Yeah.
Yeah, with them. Yeah, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah, sir, that's right.
What would you use to keep things sharp around the place?
Yeah.
To keep things sharp.
Shark.
Sharp.
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 Wide glass.
Like an axe.
Axe? Yeah, they ain't kept nothing but a double beat axe.
What you keep it sharp with you?
Oh, a file. One of them big old files.
Yeah.
That's all I got now. And I'm a great big fire, a mold bleed, or anything. Yeah, I take it off of there and take that big fire, go down it, take it off, do it, lay it on something flat. Check how I sharpen it to death, Cap.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a hole, anything, that's what I do. I take a fire. Yeah, so anything I want to sharpen, a knife, that's what I take and sharpen it to.
Oh.
Yeah, so fire. That's all I think. Them rocks.